In a recent debate by Bill Nye, the science fool, and Answers in Genesis president and CEO Ken Ham, Mr. Nye repeatedly put forth a challenge to us all to find examples that disprove the geologic layers of being different ages of time.
These beautiful fossils, and when I say beautiful, I am inspired by them. They're remarkable because we are looking at the past. You find down low, you'll find what you might consider as rudimentary sea animals. Up above, you'll find the famous trilobites. Above that, you might find some clams, some oysters. And above that, you'll find some mammals. You never, ever find a higher animal mixed in with a lower one. You never find a lower one trying to swim its way to the higher one. If it all happened in such an extraordinary short amount of time, if this water drained away just like that, wouldn't we expect to see some turbulence? And by the way, anyone here, really, if you can find one example of that anywhere in the world, the scientists of the world challenge you. They would embrace you. You would be a hero. You would change the world if you could find one example of that anywhere. People have looked and looked and looked. They have not found a single one.
He has looked and looked and looked. Well, I did a little search myself and find it puzzling that he, being the great scientist that he is, has never heard of a polystrate fossil. A polystrate fossil is a fossil of a single organism, such as a tree trunk, that extends through more than one geological stratum. We find this all over the world.
People have looked and looked and looked. They have not found a single one.
So no, these layers do not represent millions of years of time. They were formed quickly at the time of the worldwide flood in Noah's day. In Romans 1, we find that, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things." See, this is what we have Mr. Nye. Professing himself to be wise, he has become a fool. If you would like to watch the debate, you can watch it on our website at truthingenesis.com. Thanks for watching.